Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday, May 31st, and we're looking at a new month tomorrow.
Oh, God. Rent is due tomorrow.
But today, you keep reminding us every day. Maybe I don't want to think about it.
I know. God, yeah. What a horrible way to start the weekend.
Oh, well, don't look at it that way. Yeah, just attract positive things to you, like
getting
morning.
Over this hangover.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good day.
What's with the hangover? What happened?
I don't know what happened, Sam. I went to church. Then I went to the Laugh Factory to see a comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one drink there. But every time I go to Laugh Factory, it's like these girls, God bless their souls. But Jesus, are you giving me the whole bottle?
Really?
So after one drink, I'm kind of tipsy. Uh-huh. Then I went to Hyde and I had one drink there. But the bartender, again, gave me like the whole bottle. And by the time I got home, I was like eating Rice Krispies out of the box and left all the lights on.
Oh, my God.
It's very disastrous.
Yeah, sometimes you are a disaster, you know?
But you know what? I don't understand why I get so drunk just to go home by myself.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be fun if I was like going with a guy and we're getting drunk. We're going to go home, like have some sex.
Yeah.
I literally go home to eat Rice Krispies out of a box and sleep with my clothes on.
It's better than nothing. Maybe that's why you go and do the drinking. And then you realize I don't have anybody to stoop tonight. So there you go.
Well, I wouldn't stoop anybody on the first night anyway, Sam.
No.
No.
But that's what you were just saying.
What do you mean?
You just said, I wish I was coming home. And
yeah, it was somebody I knew.
Well, okay, somebody you knew. I didn't say
I actually, like okay, there's some people that will know him, but Chris Humphries, do you know who that is?
I've heard of the name, yes.
He used to be married to Kim K. They lasted like 30 days.
Really?
He I don't know if he plays ball anymore, but he's cute in person. He was there last night. And when I was sitting next to my friend on the couch and he walked in and I was like, what's your deal? Like immediately, I was
really?
Like, what's up? What's your deal?
Ah.
And he started laughing. He was like, I don't have a deal. And I was like, you're black, white. What are you? He's like, I'm mixed. And then he goes back in. I go, do you like black girls? He just started laughing. And when he came back out, he like gave me a smirk. And I was like, still trying to figure out what your deal is. He was like, I'm gay. He was joking.
Really?
He was leaving with a woman.
Yeah.
But that's the first time in my life someone has ever said that to me. I'm like,
really?
Okay, it's not because I'm not attractive.
And besides, maybe he was a friend. You don't know they were together as an item.
Yeah, so that makes it even worse.
That he's gay?
He's not gay.
But how do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
He just told you he was.
Yeah, but I think he was joking around because all his boys started laughing.
Okay.
I think I was probably just too intense.
Yeah, it's a joke to get rid of you.
God.
What kind of a question is that? You don't walk up to somebody and go, what are you? You know, black
no,
or white?
I said, what's your deal? Like, what's your deal? Like, what's
right,
your vibe tonight?
Later you told him that, right?
No, that's the first
are
thing
you
I
black
said.
Or white?
Oh, yeah, in mid-conversation.
Okay.
That's not what I meant when he was walking out. I was just like, hey, I'm trying to figure out what your deal is. Like,
okay, well, that's still pretty,
can I get your number and all?
That's a personal thing. Anyway, thank you for joining us, everybody. If you want to check us out, go on Facebook Live, LA Talk Radio's page. We have a beautiful guest here, and we're going to talk about her movies and her career and everything, which is going to be awesome. So you can see us on Facebook. If not, just stay where you are. We'll entertain you as we always do, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, so you got your camera too. We got like Facebook Lives coming out of our asses.
Well, today. That's for my vlog. I'm going to start vlogging. I don't know if I'll actually stick to it, but I'm going to try to.
Yeah.
Everyone's vlogging these days. I'm going to join the bandwagon.
All right, vlog away. What can I say? Where do you put it? On Instagram?
YouTube.
On YouTube.
Yeah, because it'll be like 30-minute long videos.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to watch 30 minutes?
Everybody. Like, I have videos that are like 45 minutes with like almost 100,000 views.
Really? Oh, wow.
I'm like, who? I didn't even watch the full video. How do you guys watch it?
I don't know.
Thanks
yeah.
for tuning in.
Yeah. Well, we're going to bring in our guest because she can't wait to talk, so we might as well just bring her up.
Just keep talking. The microphone, that's all.
No, we love having you here, and we might as well get started right away. We're joined by Julia Ehringer.
Ehringer.
I knew I would screw it up.
I don't even try names. I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, Ehringer it is. I should have said Ehringer. I don't know why I didn't. But welcome to the show, Julia.
Thank you so much.
Of course. You have a sweet accent. Are you from the UK?
I am, yeah. I'm from London.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And how long have you been here?
I've been here about 5 years.
Okay, so this is home for you now.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Do you love it or hate it?
I have a love-hate relationship with LA. Same. I mean, there are parts that I love. My dad's actually from here. He grew up here. So I grew up coming here a lot. And then... hated it when I was younger.
Right.
And then I decided, no, actually, it's really cool.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
So was your dad American or?
Yeah, he's
okay,
American.
So American and your mom was British?
No, my mom is actually Macedonian.
Oh, wow.
What's Macedonian? Cool.
It's part of former Yugoslavia.
Okay.
Yeah, borders on Greece and...
Yeah, Greece and Italy, and, right?
So do you just have an accent from just living in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I was born in London.
Gotcha.
Oh, she's a Londoner.
Mm-hmm.
Londoner.
Yeah. Very cool. What was it like growing up there for you?
It was cool. I mean, it was interesting because I went to an all-girls school and I'm the eldest of
oh,
four
God.
Girls. I know, right? Like full-on outfits, like the little uniforms and like you couldn't wear jewelry or...
Are there mean girls there? Like people that pick on like certain groups of girls? I imagine it's like that. Like there's cliques and there's one mean clique or the one popular clique or...
Yeah, I was probably in that clique.
Oh, God. What are those girls, huh?
No, I was across the board. I was friends with everybody. But it's not really like that there because I think... I don't know. I think there's something about American schools where you get guys involved and girls start being meaner to each other.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
That mean to each other, right? In school.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
true. That does happen.
Because then one of your friends has a crush on Bobby, then Bobby likes
yes.
Sarah, and then it's a wrap for the rest of your high school career. That's
yes.
basically right. how American school goes.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is cool. So we're going to talk about your new film and everything.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that, but we want to know a little bit more about you. But I got to say, it's so weird, like, to see the movie and then have you here.
Really?
Yeah. Because
am
it's
I
like
different?
A big star.
Am I the same?
It's like meeting a star, you know, once you see somebody on film.
I have to say, I haven't seen it yet. I was drinking.
Yeah.
I'll watch it tonight.
But she does a good job. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to like that. And we'll get to that. I just want to tease it a little bit.
Cause okay.
That's what
tease
we're
going
to talk about mainly. So you grew up in London and,
yeah.
in a girl's school.
All girls school, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, did you feel that? Maybe you're not going to a normal school. Maybe you should be around boys and stuff.
Yeah,
there.
Definitely. And I kind of acted out a little bit. I had a boyfriend who was at a boarding school.
Uh-huh.
Boarding school is for like troubled kids, isn't it?
No.
Like bad boys? No.
No
like
no.
I'm sending you to boarding school if you keep fucking up, Jerry.
No, that's a school where
that's
you actually
like a military
live, right?
School. Yeah, uh-huh. Boarding school is like you go, you live there, you have dorms, or like you have your roommates.
Right.
I didn't go to one of those, but I had a boyfriend that did.
Oh, okay.
Called Harrow. It's quite a famous.
That's a nice school. Name.
Harrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like the Eton and Harrow kind
yeah.
of those, you know, la-di-da, princey type schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I am...
Oh, that's not your boyfriend's name.
No, his name...
Oh.
Well, we don't need to talk about him. But anyway, I was the first girl to successfully spend the night in the school.
Really?
Yeah, because people weren't allowed to spend the night. So
yeah.
That's what happens when you get cooped up in girls' school.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God.
You make you crazy, probably. Now, how... to what age were you at that school? Was that when you were little or high school?
Till 18.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's like basically till college, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough to make anybody love girls, huh?
No. I would hate them by then.
Okay, I don't know.
I'm like, I just spent my whole life with y'all.
Yeah, but you kind of like, you. I think you become like a sisterhood.
Oh,
thing,
I thought
huh?
you meant like lesbian status.
Well, that too. We'll get there too, but you know.
That's what the film's about.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Are you a lesbian in it?
Good lead in.
Who knew?
Yeah, well,
I didn't
that's
know.
What I'm saying. We're going to lead to it. But I know a little more than you do, so I can make the statement. But no, this is cool. So you have... do you have siblings?
I have three younger sisters.
Three younger sisters. So it's all girls.
So many girls. So
yeah.
Many.
How did your dad manage with
I
all
know,
these girls?
I know,
around?
Poor dad. he's good. He's, you know, he's a musician, so he's not really like a sporty type.
No. Are your sisters here too?
My younger sister is here. She works in art.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two are in London. Mm. They're actually all there right now, like all having fun without me. It's really...
Why don't you just go?
I know, I should.
I know.
I'm going to.
So when do you go back?
I probably go back around once a year now.
Oh, okay. So you
yeah.
still have family there and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
So you only see your sisters like once a year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, they come here.
Well, I guess I kind of get that because I've only seen Gabby once this year.
Yeah.
It's like, and I just live 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, you can't always live next to your family, you know?
I mean, it's
people
tough.
Move away and mm-hmm. stuff, yeah. you know? So what made you decide to come out here?
Well, I graduated from drama school in London, and I was like, someone said to me, either you go to LA now or you go once you've already make it here and then try to make it again. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm out.
Going to Hollywood.
Yeah. Why not? Give yeah. it a bash.
Had you been here before you came here the first time?
Yeah, because my dad was from here, so I was That's coming true. Here when I was little.
So he was from LA, not yeah. just the States, right? Mm-hmm. Ah, very cool. So this would have been, I mean, I would have been curious to know where my dad came from and stuff, especially if it was Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, very cool. So so you came here and so about what age were you when you came here? After college, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay. So we know about early mm-hmm. 20s maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And so what did you do here to get started in the film industry? I mean, you went to drama school. Did you get any mm-hmm. did you do any big things there on stage?
Nothing really big. I've done a play. I did a couple plays over there, and I did a couple movies over there, but no TV. And then I came here, and I really had to make my own work because it's quite limited if you don't have a green card, or if you're not a citizen.
Yeah,
it can be hard.
A lot of people that came in here that aren't citizens say the same thing.
Right,
they have to like work yeah. really hard. So when you act, you have the accent or no accent? Because I think it's easier for British people to get rid of their accent yeah. as opposed to Americans trying to do a British accent.
It's funny. A lot of time I'll go out for roles and it's an American role and I'll do an American accent and then I'll book it and then they'll be like, oh, well, why don't we try it with your natural voice?
Yeah.
And then they end up changing the role to be British.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The funny thing is, in movies, many times, if it's an American movie, right?
Yeah.
They'll use British English
right.
to sort of like make them like, if they speak foreign languages or something,
yeah.
you know, then they're like, if they're supposed to be Russians or something.
Yeah, they'll
right.
make them British.
Right? They'll speak like British. You know, in Star Wars, too, a lot of the enemy, you know.
Yeah, the baddies. Speak,
yeah, the baddies and stuff.
I never watched any of those.
But it's just sort of like to separate from the good guys and the bad guys or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a funny thing. But there's a lot of great roles for British-speaking actors, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, they're, like, crossing it, too, now, because I feel like now in movies, even if it's an American movie, they'll throw somebody in there if they're good-looking enough. Like, literally, it'll just be, like, the side chick that comes yeah. out, and it's an American film, and she just has a British accent, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
That was hot.
Mm-hmm. Now, wasn't your dad able to make you American early on when you were a kid?
You would think, but no.
No?
No, rules so you do not apply. I had to wait.
Oh, God.
I had to wait and work.
That's crazy. Because you could have gotten, like, dual citizenship, no?
Mm-mm. No, I thought so. That's what I thought. I was like, yeah, I'm going to just stroll on up to Hollywood. And no, but it didn't happen.
No, wow. So you had to wait a while.
Yeah, I had to wait, and I worked. I first made a short film that I wrote and produced, and I'm in, and that did the circuit, and that did fairly well. And then this one was my second foray into producing.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
So you've been doing, so now this film that you have now
mm-hmm.
Was started when? When did you start producing that?
Well, actually 3 years ago.
Really?
We shot it 3 years ago and it took quite a while to finish it and then to get it distributed.
Yeah, why did it take a while?
I don't know. I think there's a few reasons why. When you're doing something and you're like don't have that much money or you're doing it independently,
right.
I think you're calling in a lot of favors and people
take longer
mm-hmm. and that was one thing. And then a second thing in terms of distribution, a really good friend of mine ended up kind of picking it up and showing it to people, and I think it's just quite timely. Funnily enough, people are like, oh, it's really trendy now that this movie is really trendy, like when did you think of it? But when I was making it, it wasn't really that trendy. It was
right.
just, you know what I mean? So I think now it's kind of very timely. It seems right. timely.
Well, so let's touch on the film. And first tell me why it's trendy. Why are people saying it's trendy for now? The film, by the way, is called Girls Like Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a lesbian love story? Is that how we... More than that. It's more than that.
Yeah, it's more than that. But for sure, it's definitely an LGBTQ dark romantic comedy. It's definitely quirky. That's the word that comes up a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
And darker in tone, even though it is a romantic comedy. It's about a woman who comes over from England to join her boyfriend, who is a writer in Hollywood, and he's kind of a douchebag.
Aren't they all?
I know, right? he was here too long before she came. That's the problem.
He seems nice in the beginning of the movie, though, you know?
Yeah, but it's funny. I have lots of different reactions to that character. Some guys are like, well, you didn't do anything wrong. And women are like, asshole.
Yeah, yeah, depends. I'll have to watch it. Wait, where can you watch it?
You can watch it on iTunes, Amazon, Dish, Xbox, Google Play.
And Vimeo?
Vimeo, no.
No? Oh, that was a link I got.
That was what a about private Netflix? Oh, private. Link.
Okay, well, I'm not giving you any of the links.
Well, can you give me the link?
Yeah, it's got like 50 digits on it.
Because I only have Netflix. I don't have any of the other things.
Netflix, watch this space on that one, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll share it with you since you get the opportunity to meet the maker.
I know. What a blessing.
Right?
Aww.
There you go. But it's so I watched the trailer, mm-hmm. which kind of covers most of the story, and then I started watching the movie, and I thought, wow, this is different, you know?
Yeah.
It's different from what I'm used to seeing. And I think different is important when you do anything, right? Mm-hmm. In order to stand out. You don't want to be like everybody else.
Right.
So why is it trendy? I mean, now you told us why the story
I didn't really get to that part. Well, right. I think
no, so tell us the rest of the story. So
she meets her neighbor who's a lesbian, and she hasn't really encountered a lesbian before, and she's kind of having this very loud makeup breakup session with her on off again girlfriend. This is the neighbor, and she overhears her crying once this is all done, and she goes over and is like, well, like let's be friends, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And through this friendship, they sort of open each other up and really fall in love with each other as friends, and it allows my character Maggie, who's then renamed Magic, hence Girls Like Magic, she kind of really allows her to kind of, I don't know, re-fall in love with herself and also explore who she is and what she wants, but also have this really, really pure love that's based on friendship between two women.
Right. Wow.
Very interesting. So it starts as a friendship and then it becomes romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely a movie.
That's how all relationships should be.
Yeah.
Friendships and then fall in love.
Right.
But it's just like straight to sex now, and it's like, oh.
Well, then you really care about the other person as opposed to being some sort of transactional.
Exactly.
You're
right.
Getting something mm-hmm. from them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of slide into it. It's not like originally here, let's hook up, let's, you know, let's,
and then see what happens.
Right. You yeah. know, yeah. sort of thing. So mm-hmm. that's pretty cool. I mean, I find that more erotic, you know? You take like a straight girl or one that thought she was straight, whatever, and then she falls in love with a woman, and it's like a whole process, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not just, although, I mean, you show a very passionate love scene in the beginning between the two ladies. So, I mean, obviously, there's nothing wrong with being that wild.
Right.
You know, but I don't think that from the movie that obviously that was not how it started.
No.
It wasn't like, hey, let me eat you out kind of thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. We're going there. Well,
of course. We go everywhere.
I was like, wow. Good morning, no, America.
But that's where my mind goes. That's the subject matter.
What guys think about when they think of lesbians.
What?
Like, oh, two girls eating each other out. I'm like, it's a lot more than that.
I know. But that's the first vision.
Yeah.
I think this is why this film is important and why it is different, because it doesn't show that kind of just exploitative, just very sexual side.
Right.
Right. But they are pretty passionate in the beginning. I mean, it looks more like sex than love, you know, in the stairways, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Those two for sure have a pretty extreme relationship.
Right. Okay. So that's the girlfriend and the main former character. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I know, so it's not the newbie. Not the new guy.
No, not the new guy.
Okay, gotcha.
But it was nice to get a glimpse into like a lesbian relationship where they argue like a man and a woman would, you know, like in the beginning when she was leaving her key and all that stuff in the beginning, you know. It's just like they're arguing just like a guy's about to leave, you know.
Right.
And it's unusual, you know. So I think you introduce mainstream audiences to this subject matter.
I hope so.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think
yeah, because the only impression we get of lesbians is the porn, you know?
I mean,
there's not enough movies that really put this subject matter up out front.
Really isn't. And also, I think that this movie, just from hearing what it's about, mm-hmm. also can... I think it'll bring up the question, too, because a lot with gay men is, were they born this way? Were they always gay? But in your movie, it's like, I don't think she was born gay. She eventually became gay, right?
I'm coughing. I think it's an interesting question because we're in this heteronormative society where everything we're shown, everything is man, woman, man,
okay.
woman.
Go ahead and cough. Take your cough.
I know, I've got a little bubble in my throat. everything we're shown is man, woman. And even to kind of come to the realization or the acknowledgement that there could be another possibility is a process, I think.
Right.
So whether magic is straight, gay, bi, pansexual, whatever she is, the point that I want to make in this movie is that does it really matter?
Right.
Like, she loves this person and these labels... are they significant, really,
right?
If when it comes to love,
because it's such an argument. I see it all the time on Twitter, social media. Mm-hmm. Like, if people are born gay, if it's like a birth defect, and then I'm like, but there's some people that have been in relationships and later on in life have become.
I think it's so fluid. I think it's a spectrum, and I think there are some people that are. All the way to one side or the other. So some people that are like very, very straight and other people that are very, very gay.
Right.
But I only attracted to the people of the same sex. And I think that there are all these different shades in between. And it's fluid. You can start off one way and then become attractive to another person. I don't think there need to be all these hard and fast rules.
Yeah, I agree.
And plus, the straight and the gay is sort of a spectrum, right?
Yeah.
A lot of gray area. It's not like black and white. Right. You know? Either you're straight or you're gay. I think there's people that have maybe more gayness in them than straight, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they choose the side, you know, but...
Or they never choose a side.
Yeah, that's true. But when you say they later in life become gay, I just think they come out later in life. Or maybe they didn't know they were gay. Because I don't really think it's a choice. You know, I think people are... I think they're born that way. What do you think?
See, that's what I'm saying. See, a lot of people think that people are born that way. Like, maybe magic in your movie has always been attracted to women, but she's never been in a situation where she could have expressed that. But now she is.
And I think that is right. I think that is right.
Yeah.
I think it's almost like we have these blinkers on of what is available to us, or
right.
what we can and can't do. And through the movie, those blinkers kind of come off.
Right.
And her world is widened and opened, and she can, see who she really is.
Right.
And who she really is someone who's attracted to this woman, whether it's this specific woman or women, but she's attracted to this woman.
Right. Like, for me, I've loved women before, but I'm not attracted to them.
Right.
Ever. And it's not going to be something where I meet someone and I'm like, oh, wow, like, I want to be with you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. In the relationship you're talking about, it goes more than just the friendship. I mean, there is that erotic side mm-hmm. to the whole thing.
Well, mm-hmm. sex is like passion, but you have passion with people that you have an emotional connection to.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Right.
But a romantic emotional connection.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. you can have friends that you love, but you're not attracted to them mm-hmm. sexually. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but you're saying that you think that if we allowed ourselves to look wider, that we might experiment with things we wouldn't do otherwise?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think sometimes that's true. Like, I always think, because it's more acceptable for women to be with other women than it is for men to be with other men. I don't know why. It's just like, that's like the talk of the town.
It is.
Like, it's easy for a man to be like, oh, I'll be with her again, even though she's dated 3-4 women. But for, like, for instance, for me, I tell Sam all the time, I could never be with a dude that's been with another man.
Yeah, I think there's something a bit more finite about that.
Right.
For some reason, and whereas women,
I think it's
have
because
the luxury of being more fluid.
And I think for women, it's like a delicate type of thing.
More sensual, maybe.
Yeah,
more sensual.
Like it's like sensual for men. It's like too, like.
It is rough.
Yeah,
it is.
Like, I didn't even know how to say that. I just did hands expressions, and I wish the camera was still going. I'm pissed.
Well, gay sex is rough many times because you get all guys in there. You know, they have no limits. You know, to what they do. But I
always think, like, for instance, when I watch porn, sometimes I watch lesbian porn. I find it more, like, it turns me on more than regular porn, I'll just never do it. But right. I find it interesting. It's and yeah, it's attractive to me.
Yeah,
because women are hotter than men most of the time, and dicks are ugly. Mm. Let's be serious.
Really? Okay, well, it depends.
They're maybe, hideous.
Maybe you're not quite as straight as you thought you were.
No, no, no.
If you think
you
that.
Sound like my character now. That's the kind of thing that she says in the movie.
So, but I've never hit gay men porn. Like, I just, like, it's never been like, let me watch two men. But for me, it's like, if I'm watching gay porn at some point and I'm straight, I consider myself straight. Right. Has a straight man ever watched gay man porn? Because if I'm dwindling out of the lines and I right. consider myself 110% straight, right. is anyone really 110% straight?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, true.
I am. I mean, sometimes I try to think, okay, so how can a man be attractive? But I can't empathize with that because I don't know. I don't see attractiveness in, like,
see,
said,
I don't think it's gay if a man says
everything.
He's good looking. Because right. I think another man can acknowledge when there's another good looking man
exactly.
in the room.
Exactly. And I will say that, but
I find it questionable if they say, I don't know, man, I don't check out guys. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you're not.
No, I mean, if you look at celebrities or at some guys, I admit they're handsome, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
I mean, that's sort of like an objective thing. You mm-hmm. don't have to be attracted to them.
Right.
You know, I mean, with some women I find attractive, but I'm not necessarily thinking of banging them or anything.
Right.
You know?
See, yeah, look, your movie's already causing all this conversation.
Well,
but that's the point. That's the point, right?
It
that's what point. Art is, really. Well, congratulations to you. I mean,
thank
so
you.
You decided to take this on all by yourself.
Oh, I wasn't completely by myself.
No, but originally.
It. Yes, I wrote it. And actually, the woman who stars in it opposite of me is one of my best friends.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of based on loosely based on us. And she's gay and she's amazing and most incredible person. And yeah, so I definitely had her to lean on and for inspiration and to kind of make sure that I was getting things right and doing justice to the community. And
right.
and our director, Kit Williamson, came on and he is also part of the community and was really instrumental in getting this, pushing this through. And then a producer is also LGBT and she was amazing too, Anuka. So I had a really, really good team. I really could not have done this by myself.
Yeah, but it was your idea. It was your spark.
Yes, that's true.
Right.
That was my idea.
So let's get to you a little bit. Now, how did you get into the subject matter? I mean, have you experienced something similar in your life earlier on or?
It's based on me and my friend, we star in it together, my
right.
friend Chantal, Yasmin,
right.
and Adira, yeah. And when I first came here, we became friends, and I didn't know that she was gay, and then she told me, and I was kind of taken, just that I just hadn't thought of it before, and
right.
we became closer and closer, and I learned more about her experiences and the LGBT community, and I really found it such a welcoming, beautiful community to be a part of. I loved it so much, and the people there were so welcoming to me.
But you had been straight until that point, right? Or were you? Did you experiment at all?
Experimented.
Yeah. I would imagine 18 years with girls.
I was going to say, hello, almost in boarding school.
That's what I'm saying. It's inevitable.
I definitely experimented. Yeah, so.
Yeah, so it wasn't that strange to you then. It wasn't like a big leap for you.
No, it wasn't a big leap, and I think I definitely had feelings for women before. But this was the first time that I was sort of welcomed into a community of people. And I really found a kinship there. I think there's something quite special when you have to go against the grain of society in a way and really, really become very self-aware and be brave enough to step out and say, no,
right.
this is me, and maybe I don't conform to everything that society tells me I should.
Mm-hmm.
I think, as an artist, I feel like we kind of have to do a similar thing because we're going against the grain of what
right.
society expects us to do.
That's true. Did you feel vulnerable having to expose yourself like that? I mean, obviously, the character reflects your experience.
Yeah, more now that I have to talk about it. I feel like when it's a script and when you're acting, like, nobody knows.
Right.
Right.
You can hide behind that in right. a way. And now I'm like, oh, now I have to do, I have to talk about it and talk about the real story behind it.
Wait, so are you a lesbian?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm married to a man.
Okay.
I would say I'm on the spectrum.
Gotcha.
Somewhere.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. And does he, like, what is his thoughts on that?
I don't know. You have to ask him.
I know. I'm curious.
Bullshit, you know.
Yeah. We want to know.
Get him on the show.
Well, he must be okay with it. I mean, otherwise it wouldn't happen. How long have you been married?
He's seen the movie, so yeah. He's right with it. We've been married for 2 years.
Ah, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you. You planning on kids or anything?
Yeah, I think so. Just maybe not right now.
Yeah. Now you, it's your career time, you know?
Yeah.
There
yeah,
you go.
Things are happening, so I need to focus on that.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So what's next after this big movie?
After this, I actually have a film at playing at Dances with Films that I'm acting in called Silence. You mm-hmm. can see it on June 15th. And I'm gearing up to film another movie. It's called Straight On Till Morning. It's another, it's LGBT, it's a horror film.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like about what?
I can't say too much about it. I know. But essentially it's about this rocker chick who is crossing the country and stops at a gas station and meets my character and I'm in this straight relationship with an abusive man. Mm. See a pattern here.
Right.
and we go on this road trip together and it's kind of about true love and then conventional love.
Right.
The difference between that in a horror setting.
I was going to say, but where's the horror
at? Where's the horror at?
Where's the killing at?
We come across some nasty folks on this road trip.
I don't know about that. Take me back to the stairway scene.
Story.
Yeah.
I love horror films.
I don't need horror. Let me see the two women together. That's
I like horror films about. That don't have too much gore in it.
Yeah.
Like the Jigsaw movies and the Saw movies just got a little too much for me. Yeah.
I agree.
I'm like, I don't want to see somebody's skin come off in like a spiral tube. This is not how I want to spend my Friday night.
No.
I want like real horror, like some crazy psychopath. Yeah, like thriller type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually write that too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I have a film. I'm not going to say too much about that one at all because we're still packaging it. But yes, it's a horror film of that. A vein like a supernatural thriller.
I love supernatural. Mm-hmm. Like Insidious was scary to me, the first one.
Yes. And this actually has some similarities with
Insidious. Yeah, that movie gave me nightmares. I slept in my sister's room for like 2 weeks.
Oh my god,
like leave the light on, Gabs.
I love that bit where they go into the ether, like in between this world and the next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a bit like that in mind.
That's awesome. So like, for you to write these, like, do you have to like sit in a room by yourself? Like, do you have to go to a cabin? Like, how do you actually write? I always wondered, how does somebody write a script?
Yeah.
Like, how do you know, like, say we're having a conversation, how do you know? And then she tucks her hair behind her ear and licked her lips and then continue.
Yeah.
It's like, how do they come up with all that
stuff?
Well,
because I'm an actor, I guess I sort of act it out in my head.
Right.
Like I like watch it and like kind of talk it through, but I'm all the different characters.
Right.
Gotcha.
And then I just try to really see it visually and then write it.
Wow. Okay.
But it's much more difficult when you're getting started. That's the hard part, I think, because you have to create these characters and people and scenarios out of nothing.
Yeah, and you have to get like specific names. Like, what name will work for this psychopath in
what
this movie
name?
I'm writing?
And names are so important. Like, nothing is just, you know, like thrown away. Everything, it means something.
So I was watching a lot of movies over Memorial Day weekend. I would say I probably watched like 15 movies over the weekend.
Wow. Excuse me.
That's amazing.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
I love it.
There was one day I watched 6 movies and I was completely satisfied. Yeah, it's what I do,
hero.
Sam. That's all I do.
I guess.
But I've noticed that in every single goddamn movie there's a max.
A Max. Really?
Like in at least 6
someone
of the movies.
Called Max.
Someone called Max.
Really?
I'm like, all of you can't come up with a better name than Max.
Oh,
I hate that name because I dated a guy named Max
before. I've never used that name. Never used it. Never will.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't. And then it's like with a character, it's like that doesn't make sense that that's your name.
Yeah. What does that say about you, Jenny?
If you're just joining us, we're joined by Julia Erringer, and she wrote and directed too.
No,
right?
I didn't direct.
You
produced
didn't direct.
It.
Oh, you produced it. Who directed it?
His name's Kit Williamson.
Okay.
He's a great director.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to shout him out. He also is the creator of Eastsiders, which is Emmy-nominated show. That one's on Netflix. You can watch that one.
What's it called?
Eastsiders.
Eastsiders. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think I've actually seen that. Yeah, yeah, I think I've actually scrolled past that.
We're the little sister show of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's our big brother show. We're trying to follow in their footsteps.
That's cool. So I see you've already managed to distribute Girls Like Magic.
Amazon, yeah, iTunes, Dish,
Xbox even.
Xbox.
Wow.
Google Play.
So people can watch it anywhere, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, folks. Can they see at least the trailer on YouTube or something?
Yeah, yeah. They can see the trailer on YouTube. Just type in Girls Like Magic. It's also on Vimeo and on Facebook. We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
/ Girls Like Magic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So you guys can
Twitter,
find
it. We're on Instagram.
There you go.
You need to be on everything, yeah. Mm-hmm. When something comes out, you got to have every social media plug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the way you describe it. The naive British straight girl moves to LA. Yeah, give me naive any day, you know? Because that opens up the possibilities.
Oh, my God. Wow. I wonder if I'm naive. I feel like I am sometimes. I don't know. It's hard to describe what that word actually means.
I don't know if you're naive. I mean, you've been around. You know how people...
Whoa. Settle the fuck down, Sam.
That's not what I mean. Sorry, I didn't mean it that way.
I was like, hold your horses.
I mean, what I mean is you've met guys over the years. You've dated. I'm not saying that you've been sleeping around. That's not what I try to say.
No, I know. I'm just messing with you. Good. I knew what you meant.
Yeah, don't put me on the spot here.
I'm always going to put you on the spot.
No, we have a guest here. Can't give her any wrong ideas here.
No, you walked right into that. Sorry.
If you guys want to follow more, you can go to juliaerringer.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spell that, though.
More about
JULIAERINGER.
There you go. Just like it sounds, pretty much.
I would have never guessed that. I would have thought there was like a silent W in there. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I might have put two R's there, a double R, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. That people do that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
Yeah. Instagram too, although I have a weird name on Instagram. I probably should change that.
What is it?
You should just probably put your name.
Just my name.
You're official now.
I know.
You just produced a movie. You produced a movie.
Okay, yeah, right.
You directed it. You didn't direct it. You just produced a movie. So now, yeah, you're official.
I still come up if you type my name in, so I don't know.
What is your Instagram handle?
It's LIEJU66.
Liju
66.
No, girl.
No.
Nope.
Not into it.
No.
Gotta change that.
Yeah. That's too difficult.
I like to be covert sometimes.
I know. Put it in your profile. Put it in your bio.
You can be covert when you make a movie.
That's like an Instagram handle when you don't want anyone to find you.
Yeah.
Because right. America's lazy. They just want to type the name in. Like, even mine is like XXO Danielle, and I'm like, I feel like even that's too difficult. Like, they're like, is it 1X, 2, 3? It's just bye.
That's it. I'm going to do it right now, guys. It's over.
Yeah.
The issue's
gone. Wow. So, you know, I'm really curious about you rather than the character. Because I wanted to ask, so how did you and your husband meet?
We met in Santa Fe.
Where's that?
In New Mexico.
New Mexico. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I was there with the short film I was telling you about. We were screening at the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, and he was there at the party because he's friends with the people that run it.
Mm. Right.
And he is a fly fisherman and an artist and never normally goes to parties or events.
Right.
And he just happened to come down from the mountain, and we met and almost instantly fell in love.
Oh,
really?
I know. Yeah,
how
I had
cool.
to leave the next day, and then... he was like, I'll call you. I'm like, yeah, right. Like, I'm used to guys in LA.
Right, yeah.
I'm like, sure you will. And I had to go to the East Coast. And then he called me the next day. And then I went back to London for a wedding. And we Skyped for a few hours. And I was like, whoa, this is intense.
Right. Quick, very fast.
Yeah.
By then, were you done with the relationship with your friend?
Yeah, we never really.
It wasn't a relationship like a... It wasn't like a
It was a more of
permanent
a friendship.
Thing.
Yeah, it was
okay.
more of a
So it was a friendship where you explored
sure.
sex
right.
and stuff. And
right.
Yeah,
let's leave it at that.
Yeah, exactly. So after you went to London, Skype
leave it
for...
At that. Leave where it else that. Can you go after that?
So you go to London, you Skype, and then when did you see him again?
So then I'm like, oh gosh, I should... You know, he's like, come visit me. And I booked... When I got back to the States, I went to stay with him for a week. And then he drove out and to LA and stayed with me for a month. And then we went to Costa Rica for New Year.
Oh, my God.
He came back out, and then he proposed. We got married six months after we met.
Okay, really? So, but is he in Santa Fe still?
He's in Santa Fe right now. We go back and forth. We live in both places.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, he, like, what is his job? Like, what does he do?
He's a
He's
a fly fishing
What is that?
So, fly fishing. Yeah, I'm not the expert.
I'm like, what is that?
I'm fly fishing. But it's basically fishing. Yeah. Except you have these flies, but you tie them. It's almost like out of like beads and nail polish and feathers. It's like jewelry making.
Yeah.
But to recreate what this fly
is. And he like sells the whatever he catches to like supermarkets?
No. He teaches people. He's like an expert in this sport.
Oh, like he's a teacher. Oh, it's a sport.
It's like
a craft.
Yeah, it's a craft.
Okay.
A craft and a sport, and it'll take people on tours and go to rivers. Land of Enchantment guides if anybody wants to take a trip in New Mexico.
That's awesome, though. I mean, so he's doing something he loves to do.
Mm-hmm. Being the outdoors. He's been fishing since he was three. It's his dad's company. They have this company together, and his dad was a commercial fisherman. And so Shane, my husband, has been fishing, since he could walk.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really happy for you. Maybe there's another movie in there in that story.
I know, right? I've got to figure that out.
Yeah, just got to add some drama to it. Literally. Just make it like a little bit of a Nicholas Sparks story.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Well, you don't know. Maybe they had drama. And she's
true. We don't know their lives. We don't know you.
Drama.
So I see you've been in, you got quite the resume here, huh? I mean, you've done theater and film and commercials and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been acting since early on, right?
Yeah, fairly early. I mean, straight out of drama school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Now, has it been... So you said, I mean, you obviously have to do things yourself because it's hard to... How does... But obviously you found other projects too.
Yeah. I audition as well. And now I'm, have a green card and working on my citizenship. So it's much, much more open for me. But what's the funny thing is I really fell in love with making my own stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I did it out of necessity. And now it's one of my favorite parts because I get to really tell my own stories and create roles for myself. And also I know you guys probably know that in the industry there aren't that many great roles for women.
No.
So it's really nice to not be playing
like a stereotype.
Yeah, exactly.
Type of thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's true. And we always meet people that are innovative that way. They realize rather than stand in line and wait for something to come to me, I'm going to start my own thing, and so now, as far as like distributing the movie and stuff, have you had any experience in that, or did you have to hire someone who knows how to do that?
Somebody took us on, but it's interesting how much I've learned about it.
Right, that's like the key. It's like the first couple of times you hire someone, then you watch everything they do, learn everything they do. That way, you can just like cut them out the next time around.
Hopefully,
bye.
Yeah. Except people are very protective over their relationships for that reason.
Yeah, I know. So I've noticed that out here.
They are like they won't even forward you an email directly from them because then you'll have their email address.
Right.
It's like wow. You
so
guys,
do you think that acting is something that like a craft that people are born with, like almost like a talent, like singing, like you're born a singer, like if you can sing you can sing, or is it something that you could like be taught and learned?
I think that's a difficult question. I think it's both. I think some people are just naturals,
right,
just born that way, and you give them a script and they just get it. But I think that has to be kismic too. It has to be like you give them the right script with the right role and they get it, they understand it. I think to bridge a bigger gap, like if a comedian and a character are very, very different, that's when the training comes into play.
Right.
That's where you're like, okay, I need to understand how do I get inside this other person.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we're all humans. We all know what it is to be a human.
Right.
It's just having that kind of self-awareness and discipline and ability to kind of make that happen on cue.
Right, yeah.
And lose your self-consciousness.
Because I always wanted to get into acting, but I'm like, I don't think I'm an actor, but I wonder if I could be like taught to do it.
Yeah.
Like just act. I feel like I play a really good psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's my, that's like on my bucket list. My two bucket list goals are to play a psycho in a Lifetime film and to be in a Law and Order SVU episode before it cancels, before it's done.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That was my audition today that I was telling you about with the Lifetime.
Oh my God. For a Lifetime movie? Mm-hmm. For a psycho? Were you going to play a psycho?
No, not the psycho. I wanted that one though. I'm like, can I read for the psycho? please.
But there's a psycho in the film,
there
correct?
Is.
Yes, girl.
I see that one.
So do you have to have like an agent? How do you hear about casting?
Yeah, you have to have an agent. That was, you know, that's another struggle coming up, is that people are like, we need to see you're in something, and it's like, how am I going to get in something
if you don't have an agent?
So yeah, so now I'm fully repped up, and
yeah, now you have like a full reel.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. I have, and I have great reps, and I'm really, really thankful that I love my team, and that's cool.
Right, yeah. Right. I have, yeah, I need a team too.
You need a team, babe.
I got Sam.
I got yeah. you, babe. We a team. Exactly. We a team.
Very cool. Well,
I hope you get the part.
Thanks.
I'll watch too. It. I watch, that's my thing on Sundays. I usually play like marathons of psycho films, and that's what I do.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
So how long is the film? That's a feature film, right? Or is it a short film?
Which one?
Girls Like Magic.
It's a feature.
It's a feature.
Yeah, it was originally conceived as a web series, actually. And some platforms are picking it up that way, but it was 11 to 12 minute episodes, and there were six, and then a seventh one is a double. So it was 22.
I see, okay.
So then you put it together, and it's an hour and 35. So wow. It's a feature.
Yeah, very cool. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of work. I mean,
an hour and 35 minutes is a pretty long time.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of work, yeah.
We shot in 11 days, too, so we were like very quick.
I feel like every single producer we've had on here was like, yeah, we shot in like 5 days. I'm like, what?
That's crazy. Yeah.
How the hell did you shoot?
Most of the work comes after and before, too, right? Yeah. All the pre-production.
Yeah, all the writing.
How long were the hours? Like 21 hour days and stuff?
No, we never really went over the 12-hour SAG standard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were. And sometimes it was less than that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, 12 hours is long enough. I mean,
it's
for
long
a work
enough.
Day.
Yeah, you don't want to be abusing your crew like that.
Right. Like. And everyone gets like edgy around like 9 hours, I feel. Like, yeah. After the ninth hour, it's like, it's a wrap.
I think it's one thing for actors. I think actors kind of, in a way, love it.
Yeah.
We're like, we'll keep going, you know. But I think it's harder for the crew, like lifting equipment. And, you know, they have to be really focused in that way.
Right, that's true. I've never thought about it that way, but that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So do you have your own production company?
No, I don't. I'm just doing my thing.
You're just doing your thing. Well, you're doing a tremendous job. And everybody check out Girls Like Magic. Like we said, you can find it really anywhere. Just Google it. I'm sure people
iTunes,
will find
Amazon,
it.
iTunes, Amazon, Dish.
Exactly.
Xbox, anywhere. Google Play.
Exactly. What's Dish? Anywhere.
Dish TV. I don't know. It's a network.
Oh.
Dish TV like is TV that it started as a satellite channel.
Oh.
And now you can have
like
it.
Like, I have DirecTV.
I think it's part of DirecTV.
Yeah, they bought them out or something. Yeah, somebody.
Okay, so then it might be on mine. But you're just going to send me the link. I'm going to watch it tonight because I plan on doing nothing but staying in bed and watching movies anyway today. So that's on my my list of things to watch for sure.
Cool. And you can say, I got the screener for Girls Like
Me. Yeah, vlog about it.
I will. Well, I vlog some
right
of this.
Now.
But okay. I was like, I can't put 30, like 50 minutes of the radio show. No. Although people would want to see it.
Yeah. We're having a good
That's
time.
Why I went live. I was like, okay, I vlogged some of it. Let me go live for the rest of it.
Oh, I see.
All right. Well, Julia Erringer, tell people how they can find you again on social media. I guess on your website, too. That's easiest way.
Yeah, on Instagram, Julia Erringer, JULIAERINGER.
Yep, there you go, girl.
There it is. That's how you spell my name.
There you go. And, and congratulations on making something that I think it's funny. It's erotic. It's got...
Well, it just strikes conversation, too, because look how much conversation we had just from, like, just talking about what the movie was about.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you managed to turn me on with this movie without showing any DNA. You know.
Hey.
So, yeah, I'll never forget
Sam
that
Sam loves
scene.
Lesbians.
Well, yeah, you know, we're born with
now
that. It's
I
in
know
our
why
brain.
I'm on this show. Yeah.
People ask, why do men like lesbians? Well, let's put it this way. If you like a woman, then two of them together even better.
Yeah, I know. That's what every guy
says.
More
the sum of his parts, you know?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh,
yeah. It's such a typical guy thing to say, isn't it?
Why? Why?
No, it is, because every guy says that.
Well, yeah.
I love women. Two women together is just great. I'm like, shut up, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Well, Julia, we wish you a lot more continued success to you.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming.
Me.
Of course. And when you have new projects, you're welcome back anytime.
Oh, my gosh.
Or if you just
want to
shoot the breeze,
Yeah, I'm going to follow you on Instagram. You have to tell me if you play a psycho on Lifetimes. Oh, you're not going to play the psycho. You're going to play the girl that gets tortured by the psycho. Yeah,
maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And we thank Cameron for connecting us together. And she's going to be on the show tomorrow. Cameron
she is?
Kelly. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
She's a comedian and a very sweet girl. And she's going to be on tomorrow. Yeah, yeah.
Love her. She's a babe.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Danny, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
We'll see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.